I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Certainly is. Very good morning to you, everybody. If you're just joining us, looking at the sheet of what's coming up on this show, we are full to the brim.
Of absolute superstars. But firstly, 131060, who wants an amazing prize? All you have to do is call 131060 right now. You just ring that number, Ed.
Yep.
You ring 131060, you get an amazing prize.
Mm.
No doubt. Mm. 131060, you ring right now.
Mm. Yeah.
Aaron has said the North Sydney Bears are coming back. No one's more excited about that than me. Ed Cavalier,
top 10 players in descending order. Top 10 players descending order from 10 to 1.
They're like my favourite children. I can't name them because I know so many will be
disappointed. Okay, just name them, but not in order. Just name them, but not in order.
I don't want to name them at all because I know I'll miss someone. And I mean, I could name 700 or 800 of their former players. And I'll miss one, and that'll break my heart.
Anyway, I'll be dropping bears in all morning because, as I am, so excited.
Yes.
And now they're not. The idea is that they're not going to be geographically linked to North Sydney. Perhaps they may not be the North Sydney Bears anymore. As I'm reading that, they might sort of be a floater club until they find a natural home.
So is that okay with you though, as a North Sydney Bears
fan? I'm going to need some North Sydney Oval in there as well.
No,
though.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
need a little bit of
Sydney Oval.
And I'm going to need a touch of North Sydney Oval,
you're good. You stop trying to get involved, like you
I
care or no.
I want them training at Luna Park. That's what I want them training at. So let's just make this North Sydney. Make it as North.
They're not the Milton's Point Bears. Playing the park there.
They're not the under the bridge Bears.
Very different group.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Aaron made a claim before the show that she met someone who doesn't have something in their life. And it was like, we couldn't believe it.
Mm.
What don't they have in their life, Aaron?
A microwave.
Did they say that to impress you?
I wouldn't have thought so. No, just my friend was. We were talking, and he said that he doesn't have a microwave. Yeah, it was quite strange.
It's got like a wood-fired oven or something. something
I've like just that. Never heard of anyone not having a microwave. Like, how do you eat? Like, how do you cook stuff?
Are the best invention
totally
in the history of the world? I use them every single day.
Ditto.
You know what? Porridge
yep.
here.
Yep.
I cook potatoes in them.
You do?
Even if you are going to finish off your potatoes in the oven,
yep.
You start them in the microwave and it cuts down the job. My mother,
hang on, okay. Yep,
who is still with us.
Absolutely.
And going strong.
Oh, she's gangbusters, isn't she?
Every single meal she has, she will put in the microwave.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Every meal. Yeah. She will cook a meal on the stovetop and let it sit out just so she can put it in the microwave.
Oh,
loves that feel.
I love that. You know, I still give Eliza baby food. Like, can you just put it in the microwave?
Yeah. Now, why wouldn't you?
Because
you're
she's
a busy
like
woman.
Four.
You're a busy
probably
woman.
Probably a good reason.
Or a busy mum. Exactly. And from St. Mary's, you seem like the type of person that would have a microwave.
Definitely. Isn't it supposed to be one of, like, the best inventions of the world?
It is, Anne.
It's up there with sliced bread and the wheel.
Yep.
Totally.
And are you an every meal type microwaver?
Almost every time. Everything has to go in the microwave if it's microwavable.
Key. That's a key
and pretty
distinction.
Much everything is microwavable. I don't know what isn't.
But is it like not chemicals, waves going into your food? This is what the justification was.
Well, just that's what they say, but like,
who cares,
it's still
right?
eatable,
it
isn't it?
Good, exactly.
It's still eatable. Thank you.
And I like watching the stuff spin around.
It's nice, isn't it?
Just get the head right up there on the screen.
Yes, me too.
Mm.
Natalie from Toongabby, are you a microwave owner?
I am a microwave owner.
Oh, see, we're 100% here.
And you know what I love about microwaves, Natalie? How cheap they are.
Oh.
God, you can go to the likes of Kmart or Big W
right now
and buy a microwave for
50 bucks less.
50 bucks.
Mm.
Yeah, they've gone down in price now. They used to be
a luxury item.
Mm.
And now they are so cheap. What brand have you got, Natalie? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea, but I have.
Yeah,
no,
we don't even care. How about, we don't brand shop.
You could get
shop with vaccines, but not with my
yeah, that's true. You get one at Woolworths right now.
Yes.
Yeah. $47.
Oh!
At that price. But then there's also another
one. How would you
work? Exactly.
You can get two. You can get two.
And the most expensive one. Side by side. Just one to look at. There's one that, what about the most expensive one?
Yeah.
What?
How much is it?
Fused art glass microwave oven by Samsung.
Yeah.
$5,000.
Oh, Jesus.
How about that? I don't know if it's necessary. And the $47 job will do the same thing.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Know when you're living is when you have a pie out of a microwave.
Mm.
Within 2 minutes, you can have you can get a pie from the freezer to your plate within 2 minutes.
And if you...
steaming off.
If you leave it long enough, it goes hard too. You don't have to put it in the oven. All you need to do is give it another minute to cool and it goes crusty and like hard.
I know, and you just cover it in tomato sauce.
100% of callers have microwaves. They're real people. And the people that we spoke to have got a Kip & Co. voucher. Get yourself everything from bedding to kids' clothes.
Yeah. You know what? And Erin needs just to, she needs to... be more selective with who is a friend, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Headline in the Daily Telegraph yesterday, ridiculous. She's got an autobiography out, which is an amazing read, and they've taken two lines out of it and tried to turn her into, you know, bloody Bob Marley.
Unbelievable.
Just stupid what they've done.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Are you funny? Are you finding that funny, are you?
Not, you shouldn't. I'm not finding the fact that she's upset funny. I'm finding the fact you likened her to Bob Marley.
Well, exactly. Both legends, I must say.
Absolutely. Both artistic legends. Why is there such a negative connotation with...
Bob Marley's great.
There isn't, yeah.
No, and, not with and Bob, but with...
Marijuana is helping people, you know, in pain all over the world as we speak.
Mm. Yep.
Medicinal.
You know who I'd think would be on marijuana? Keanu Reeves.
Oh, without doubt.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we'll... So what...
Actually, yeah, Keanu you Reeves, have a point. He's like clean living.
He's so clean. In Keanu Reeves' news, though...
what about Bob and Ted's... Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted.
No, that's he plays. I would say I thought he's. Yes, you could argue that those two characters probably part.
I think
two.
They were. He was acting. Oh. He's an actor.
What's he moved on to?
Well, John Wick, which are just great movies. They're just great movies. You know, great action films. Yeah, they're just great.
They're sitting on my streaming services, and I need to get
mate,
into
you
them.
Love it. Oh,
I really do.
Really good stuff.
So, are we all heartily recommending John Wick?
Yeah,
100%.
Well, that's my weekend sorted.
In a world, in a world where movies are all just
wanker
actors in spandex standing around waving plastic hammers and throwing fake lightning at each other, and it goes for 3 hours, and we're meant
too
to
long.
Pretend they're good they're films,
too long.
They're awful.
That's great.
In a world where that's
some of them are okay.
No, and this is the good stuff.
All right, thank you for recommending the John Wick series because there's about six of them.
Do you
isn't
want something
there?
Freaky?
Yes.
The stunt coordinator who worked on a little film called The Matrix, shot where? Oh, that's right, Sydney. He now is the director of John Wick, so he's taken all that knowledge and he's worked with Keanu for a year. They worked on the fight moves for the first one.
Yeah,
it's the best. Anyway, John Wick 4 is about to come out.
Oh, good.
They've just wrapped filming.
Yep.
And they've signed this massive deal to keep going with the franchise because the franchise started out as a very small film and now it's just blown up into this global phenomenon.
Yep.
It's the number one action franchise in this sort of genre.
What's it Good called news. Again?
John Wick. Yeah, that's the name of his character.
You said that a lot.
Gotcha.
You haven't slept. You need to, I reckon, you need to have a nap. I reckon she has a nap.
Get her on the green.
I'm worried about the 6:30 news. That's what I'm worried about.
Let's get her on the green.
I'm totally fine.
All right, come on. Yep.
Anyway, point is, they finished filming and he gave the entire stunt crew, a Rolex watch, which is John Wick 5, which means they've got a deal for the next film because they've just finished John Wick 4. It's a Rolex watch each. It's engraved worth $13,000, and he gave it to all of them, and they're personally engraved. And what that tells me is that when you've got a leader who's got a few bob in the bank and you're all getting up early and you're working hard.
Absolutely. Delivering results.
Exactly. It's a gesture that makes people like you and it's a gesture that goes global.
All right.
And I'm just wondering if there was anyone in our life who had a similar set of skills.
Not me. Not you, Ed. Yeah,
no, this point,
no,
I certainly can do this.
Oh my God!
You're not going to get Rolexes, though.
That's
what
fine.
Are those rubber
just
things
cash.
That you wear around your? What are those rubber things? Often advertising charities. that you wear, you know, just around your wrist. What are they called?
Rubber bands.
You know what I mean.
The charity bands. Like, you're going to give us.
Charity bands.
You're going to get a bunch of the old Lance Armstrong ones because they're going cheap. And you're going to
And that's going to say, she's getting there in 2022. She's getting there in 2022.
Don't put the last number on.
2024, maybe?
No, we're not doing 2024. Right, yeah, look forward to it. We're doing it.
Husey, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
I have become a gatekeeper for, I'm going to say, former reality stars and the videos that they want to post. Going back at people who are having a go at them online.
Oh, so they come to you to say, hey, I'm about to post this. Do you think it's a good idea? So you're like a gateway. Oh, that's just great. Like
wow.
So they check with you like a temperature test.
Yeah, you're should like a, I post
oh,
this?
Oh, this is, what a great service.
I got one last night, which is it's an all-timer.
Wow.
And it's like, I won't give the details, but it's someone who's defending someone else when someone else had a go at that person. So they defended the person who the other person had a go at.
Gotcha.
And now people are piling in on them.
Right? Oh.
And so it's a retort to the people piling in on them.
Right.
And it went for a long time, this video. And it was like,
they're always too long, these
oh,
videos.
I know.
Yeah. It was like, always too long.
But I had to watch the whole thing because it's my job to say whether they
absolutely
should post it or not.
Kids,
what
shut
did
up.
You
I got
say?
Something to do.
Exactly.
Look, eventually, there was, look, I think at the point, the video jumped the shark when the person in the video said, yes, when I get out of the shower and I look down, I'm disappointed. You know?
Hang on. That's actually when I get interested. That's actually when I'd be like, well, hang on, this has got something.
Wait a minute.
When I get out of the shower and look down, yes, I'm disappointed. That's
what
they said.
What they
well,
see.
Well, I'm not going to leak. The video is never going to see the light of
why?
Day.
Is it a girl or a boy?
Don't. You can't do that.
Well, you know, they look down, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, but both men and women look down.
Well, all right. Well, it's a man.
Okay,
right? I'm
going to
say it's a man.
It's a man, man. It's a man, man. This is huge. It's not huge.
Wait, I said, mate,
oh, that's
sad. You need to store that video and look at it again in a year's time because you are going to laugh hard.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Well, this theme song gets hearts going.
What a success story. Still as strong as ever. Home and Away is an incredible TV show, which is world famous and rightly so. And someone who is, I'm saying, the linchpin, the
biggest star.
Can we hear a bit of the iconic character? You know it's Irene when you hear stuff like this.
And before you do your lolly, you don't have to change your plans.
Lynn McGranger, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
Hello, beautiful lady. Congratulations
Hello,
on the book.
Lynn. Oh, thank you, love. Thank you very much. Very exciting, very daunting, very sort of scary, you know. I just
that's
don't
better.
Want to
that was
end
better. That's better, Lynn. I don't know what's happening with the phone, Lynn. We've got to get you right on that phone.
I'm right on it, darling. Can you hear me now?
That is better.
Can you hear me now?
We love you. We love you, Lynn. And we love your book, Me, Myself and Irene, which is available from Tuesday.
Yes.
Next Tuesday.
Yes. I didn't know this about Lynn McGranger, but she spent most of her youth in bikie bars, which is a bit I'm reading at the moment, chapter 5.
Oh, is that going to be the headline, Lynn?
Well, that's why I didn't know that about you.
Oh my God! Don't even go there. I'm just
Lynn, have you been kidnapped and put in the boot of a car? It's hard to hear you.
Are you on speaker? Okay. What are you doing?
Okay, hang on. Try something.
Come on.
Let me
Let's
just
do
try something.
Ooh,
here we go.
That's better. That's really
okay,
better.
Because I had my earpods in and my phone on loudspeaker.
So now you've got the phone up to your ear. Is that right, Lynn? Is that what you're doing now?
Yes, Lynn has the phone up. No, I'm here now. Can you hear me?
We don't love the line, Lynn. We love you.
I'm starting
we
to get
love
on
your
board.
Career.
I'm starting to get on board.
We love the line.
Okay, how's that?
That's better. I think that's better.
All right. Okay, well, I'm not budging. We've got really dodgy NBN or SBS or friggin' I don't know what you call it. Anyway, going back.
Yeah. No.
For the book.
Lynn.
Sorry.
Hold on a second.
We just unfortunately had to dump Lynn LaGrange.
Do we have to dump it?
Irene!
I'd like to plug the book. Me, Myself and Irene is available next Tuesday online and in all good bookstores.
We're back on?
We're on. We're definitely on.
Where do we come back?
I'm not sure.
That's the best.
It's real life.
I've got to say. She's a character and it's a great book.
We love the book.
We love Irene.
We do love
Irene.
Anyway.
We love Lynn.
We'll see how phone's going and we'll maybe come back. She's here to Erin.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
Did actually have to dump Lynn.
No, we didn't have to. We made a decision to dump Lynn. I don't agree with the decision. I think Lynn has earned the right to swear occasionally on live radio. So, Lynn, but we've got you back on a landline, so we believe the line is a lot clearer. Lynn,
yes,
you there?
Yes. I'm here, darling. Yes, I've got the squirrels running around the wheel and pumping out the electrons that make the phone work. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Lynn, we're going to... Have you ever sworn on live radio before in your long,
darling,
illustrious career?
Countless times. Of course, you know, it's Murphy's Law, isn't it? They're the only words that you heard coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff. It was good
as
fun.
My frustration grew at gadgetry. Yeah, anyway, let's...
I think you speak for a lot of Australia when you do what you did. You know?
Yeah.
So could you speak the truth? We're just going to... This is the moment, Lynn. We're just cleaned it up. Just have a listen.
Got really dodgy NBN or SBS or friggin', I don't know what you call it. Anyway, going back to the book.
Lynn.
For f- sake, sorry. Okay. Look, what else could go wrong with my week this week? Seriously.
You're a headline maker, Lynn. That's fair to say.
It'll Good sell God. Your books, Lynn. I tell you what, it will sell your books.
Well,
and
you
so
know
it
what?
Should.
This is what I thought. And look, we all know what I'm talking about. Certain publications who use terrible, terrible headlines. I just think, even though I was really upset and disappointed with said publication, I just suddenly went, you know what? And the publicist at work said the same thing. Any publicity is good publicity.
Absolutely.
So I just thought, what the hell? You know, this is what happens when you put yourself out there. You get, peculiar headlines and peculiar interpretations. But truly, the book is so much more. And, I've had great feedback. And I think it's a funny read and it's a bit sad.
It's
and
so it's funny. Just... Some of the photos as well, Lynn, that you share, like you on a motorbike. It's just, it's amazing. It's such an incredible inspirational story,
but
yours.
The thing about you, Lynn, is you're honest and you're not pulling any punches and you're not sugarcoating anything. And that's what makes you a great artiste, in my opinion.
Oh, bless you. And that's why I swear on national radio when it's live. You got it. You got it, Husey. That's what I do.
Now, the book, Acting Up, Me, Myself and Irene, it's available next Tuesday. Go on, get involved.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Definitely get it. I think it's been a great ad. Lynn, I really do.
Lots of love, beautiful. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Huge moment yesterday when Adelaide United midfielder Josh Cavallo announced that he was gay, first male soccer player to do it while still playing.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to speak to him, but it's already affected so many people, including Max, one of our senior producers. Max, how did you feel about it?
Yeah, it's just really wonderful to see. You know, growing up, there was no gay representation in sport, and it made me feel like there was never a place for me. And, you know, I have been able to rejoin fitness as an adult now, but just to think about how many kids are going to be able to feel welcomed in a professional sport here is fantastic.
Max, you've got tears in your eyes.
Yeah, it's, you know, not enough people do it. You know, we see players come out after their careers, and I respect that because it's a scary thing to do in an environment where you might not be celebrated and welcomed. And it's just really good for kids to see something like this.
Beautifully said, Maxie.
Good on you, Maxie.
Yeah, now, well Josh, welcome to the show, Josh. You heard that. You're already getting a lot of those stories, Josh, coming to you.
Hey, mate. Yeah, it's been a crazy 24 hours. But look, I just heard his comment and said he got emotional about it. And that really touches me. That is one of the reasons why I came out. And I want to show the world that we don't need to do this anymore. And everyone deserves to be themselves, no matter who they are.
Yes, oh God, it's beautiful.
It really is.
It's so emotional. And look, I've got people very close to me who are gay and who struggled with coming out. And all I ever want is for them to feel like everybody else and welcome and loved. And you are helping to contribute to that. So thank you on behalf of everyone. It's really, really powerful what you've done, Josh.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to change what everyone thinks about it in the world. Look, out of football, it's so normal. No one questions it. I don't see why football can't change like this as well. So it's been a long time coming, and I'm glad I can make that change and turn people's heads and say, look, it doesn't matter who you are. Talent is talent. It doesn't matter what you do, what you believe in, where you come from. You deserve to be your authentic self. And I just want to say a message to all the young people out there or someone on the other side of the line that is hearing this and going through similar struggles, that it's going to be okay. And look at the reception I got, and it can be positive.
Mm-hmm. You're an absolute trailblazer.
Amazing, isn't it? It's a lot for a 21-year-old too. Josh, got to remember that too. You know, you're 21 years old. You're starting your football career. It's going great. You've broken into the first team in Adelaide. You've already represented Australia. But it's a lot to take on for a 21-year-old. You know, there's a lot of responsibility, and you're handling it so well.
Thank you. It's something that I have grown up in football. You do mature very quickly. So, it's nice just to see the reaction of people, and it just makes me feel like why have I been hiding myself for so long? And if I can pave the way at 21 years old and show everyone that it doesn't matter, I just want to be happy. This is more than just football. This is my personal life. This is bigger than football. So if I can just involve football and make everyone happy, that is what I want to do. So it's basically just a big message out across the world to say it doesn't matter who you are. Everyone deserves to be their authentic self.
And look, the Adelaide United team, the images we've seen, you know, in the media have been just wonderful. So, I mean, you've obviously had their full support all the way through this.
Yeah, I was really, really shocked. So once I came out to my two coaches about 4 or 5 weeks ago, we had a meeting and they said to me, Josh, we love you for who you are. It doesn't matter who you are, you know, you're a talented kid. You work really hard. Like, we love you for Josh Cavallo, no matter what. So that was really touching. And I can tell you straight after that, when I was training, I felt so much lighter and so much freedom, so much better. And that was only two people knowing. So knowing that the world knows, my teammates know, they accept me, it's no big deal, we move on. That's fantastic. I just can't wait to get back on the field and show everyone the new improved Josh.
Oh, now, Josh, I'm a soccer nut, right? I love football.
He does a show on Stan Sport, actually.
Yes, I do.
So,
yes, I'm mad for it.
Yeah.
Josh, big names, internationals, big international football names. I'm sure they're going to start reaching out. Anyone, anyone who's reached out yet, international football-wise?
Yeah, definitely. On the platform of social media, everything's going a bit crazy right now. So, But, yeah, look, Henderson.
Jordan Henderson, the captain of Liverpool. You're kidding.
Oh, my God.
You are kidding.
Griezmann as well.
And Antoine Griezmann, French World Cup winner. No.
Yeah, and just the support from the clubs and the Premier League resharing it too. So it's been
Premier League. Ed, don't get any ideas here, Ed. Hey, Josh.
Josh Cavallo, congratulations, mate. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you, mate. Thank you, guys.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Scott Morrison will be joining us and going toe-to-toe with Hughie's daughter.
No, he's not. We're not going toe-to-toe. Now, my 8-year-old daughter wrote a letter. I didn't know she wrote the letter. Then I picked her up from school the other day and she said, I got a letter from the Prime Minister. And I'm like, oh, you're making stuff up again. And then she showed it to me. It was handwritten letter from the Prime Minister. And we're going to get them together on the radio.
Yeah. So, very cute.
Crazy. And he didn't know that it was my daughter.
No, that's right. No,
you know what? I said that to my daughter. He didn't know it was you. He said, Dad, he wouldn't even know who you are.
Oh, God, I love her. She's so clever and witty.
Isn't funny?
It's not true, though.
True.
Well, that's what I said. I said he would know who I am.
Yeah.
No, because aren't you the reason he wouldn't.
The reason he wouldn't come on this show with me.
Yeah, exactly.
He does know who I am.
Perfectly well who you are.
Now, Erin, you are a mother.
Yes, I am a mother. I've got a 3.5-year-old Eliza, and I took her to the Coogee Pavilion, Hughie, where we've actually been together.
Venue.
Yes, and out the back there's a kind of kids player, and I took her there a couple of days ago after preschool. So last. Yeah. Oh, no, actually this Monday. And anyway.
It's almost like a creche where just kids from everywhere just get together and
play. Exactly. It's really fun. There's ping pong
and
games and Lego, the whole shebang. And anyway, Eliza made a little friend with another little girl. It's very cute, a little bit younger than her, and they were jumping off the wall together. And anyway, I started talking to the little girl's mum, and parents can relate to this. When your child befriends another child, you have to then talk to the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And anyway, she was lovely. Her name was Hannah. And we were talking about the fact that Eliza, is really tall. And she was talking about the fact her daughter was really tall. And then she was saying she's in the 90th percentile. And then I was like, oh, well, Eliza was born 50th percentile, but then shot up to the 90th percentile. And then she was saying something about her daughter being similar. And I was like, and then anyway, there was a couple of things that she mentioned about that. And then I started kind of reassuring her and saying, oh, it's just so normal. Like, don't even worry about it because kids all grow at different times and periods. And, with us, with Eliza, we were just so relaxed about it. And, when you look at an adult, there's no adult that looks like a toddler.
Yeah, good point.
Well, that's an interesting point.
So they'll all grow at some stage. Anyway,
But what is she worried about? That the child's going to be too tall?
She actually wasn't worried about anything. I get anxious and then try to overcompensate to people. Anyway, and then a few minutes later, I was talking about the fact Eliza's still in a nappy. And then she made a comment about nappy training. And then I also gave her some advice about kids and development. And that I'd read that, that it actually doesn't matter what age you do it. They've got to be comfortable. And, I just said to her, you don't feel pressure. Anyway, and then I asked her what she did for a living. She's a pediatrician.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
It's good, strong advice.
Yeah. She sat talking, telling you how to read the news, did she?
You learned something.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Celebrate a hero.
Head to the big days at Home Entertainment Hub at bigw.com.au.
Come on.
QC Ed and Darren's Teach Me. Teacher of the Week.
Let's cross to Macquarie Fields High School, or a student probably on the way there. Caitlin, you're in year 12 and you have a teacher who you want to celebrate.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And who is that teacher?
That's Mr. Luck, my PDHPE teacher.
Oh, Mr. Luck.
Yeah. Why is he worth celebrating?
He's done a lot for me throughout the years, and he's gone so far as to inspire me to apply to university, and I've received many early offers because of that inspiration.
That is the stuff.
Yeah.
That is above and beyond. He's followed your journey right through high school.
Yeah, since year 7.
Now, Caitlin, in year 7, he asked you guys to do something, to write something. What happened with that?
Yeah, so we got asked to write our future goals for year 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote down, we wanted to get into university, and I achieved all the goals that I wrote down in year 7. So
I wish I'd done that. You've got to have a plan, mate.
It's a great idea.
You don't plan to fail, you fail to plan. No,
the other way around.
That's why he's not dishing out advice. But I tell you who is, and that is from Macquarie Fields High School, Mr. Luck. Mr. Luck, top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, sir.
How long have you been teaching for, Mr. Luck?
Since 2013, so about 8 years.
Oh, there you go. And can I just establish it is Mr. Luck, not Mr. Luke? It's definitely Mr. Luck.
Yeah, there's a joke going around school where a lot of people do pronounce as Mr. Luke when they don't know me, but it is Mr. Luck.
It's because it's spelled L-U-C.
Yeah, there's no K at the end of it,
Hughie's having issues with that, so.
No, I'm not that's having right, issues with it. I just want to get it right. I wouldn't want Mr. Luke to be annoyed.
It's Mr. Luck.
Mr. Luck, mate.
No, guys, if it was hypothetically, if he was Mr. Luke, I wouldn't want him to be annoyed that we called him Mr. Luck, because this is a bit, teachers do not get the credit they deserve.
What this is about. And that's what BW's trying to do here.
Did you understand how much you've affected your students, Mr. Luck?
Sometimes I don't. All I really try to do is challenge the kids to be the best version of themselves. And, if they can do that for one day or as Caitlin has for a whole high school career, it's a win. So, yeah, really proud of everybody, all the year 12 kids around our our school as well as New South Wales. But yeah, it's good to be recognised for this sort of stuff. It's awesome.
Oh, well yeah, done. Beautiful. You're a legend. And yeah, we're very lucky to have teachers like you and all the others. So congratulations to you and thanks to Big W.
Yeah, absolutely right. $250 Big W voucher, Caitlin and Mr. Luck. Great work and good luck to all the Year 12s doing their HSC. Good on you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Thanks, lovely.
School's out. Beautiful. Big W has got you covered for family fun these holidays. Head to the Big Days at Home Entertainment Hub at bigw.com.au.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Husey loses it!
I'm angry about Love Gone Wrong. For me, the greatest musician in the history of the universe is Phil Collins. Yes.
What?
In 1999, he found what he thought was the love of his life, Orianne Bates. Mm-hmm. And they got married, and it was all good for a little while. It was. It was.
Think twice.
Because it's another day for you and me in paradise.
And then somewhere along the line, it went wrong. It wasn't Phil's problem. It wasn't his fault.
No.
Yeah, maybe he didn't brush his teeth or shower for over a year. Maybe, But just listen to the words. Take a look at him now.
He stinks.
Hey, he's Phil Collins. He can do whatever he likes.
No, he can't. Have a shower.
Absolutely, he can.
Have a shower, Phil.
No, don't have a shower. You know what? And they didn't make love for a long time, and she was complaining about that, even though he hadn't brushed his teeth. She still wanted to make love to him.
That's nice.
But she's got to understand that you can't.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you've done well there.
A long way.
You know what? She now wants half of his Miami fortune, you know? He sold a house in Miami for $50 million, and she wants $25 million of that.
Seems fair.
You know what she did while they were living in that house together?
No.
She secretly married another man.
What?
What?
Just play a song, Jack, what we've got left.
All right. Give me a full version of this.
We have another one.
Well,
another
maybe,
one
on mate, the go. Got so many going on here.
We'll just throw one out, another one on.
Okay, this is a good one. I've never heard that song before.
Is that
don't care anymore. It's called I Don't Care Anymore.
It's a song that's never been played on radio. Whatever, leave him alone. You know what? He's Phil Collins.
But if he's watched Pretty Woman, you don't have to.
It's a tough one to work in. You tried, though.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
The other day, I picked up my two daughters from school, Sadie and Tess, and we were walking out, and Tess, my 8-year-old, said, I got a letter from the Prime Minister today. And I thought she was joking.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, we're in the car, and I said, what do you mean you got a letter from the Prime Minister? She said, I did get a letter from the Prime Minister. And I'm like, what?
Mm.
Then she showed me the letter, and it was hand-signed from the Prime Minister of Australia, who we're about to speak to.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea that my daughter, my 8-year-old, had even sent him a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And she joins us this morning. We're about to speak to the Prime Minister as well. Mm-hmm. But Tess, that's true, that story, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, she's in the home studio, and I did not know you had sent him a letter. You hadn't put your last name on the letter. And when I said to you last night you didn't use my name to get the reply, what did you say about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said that he wouldn't know who you are at all, Dad, anyway. Remember saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, Tess, he does know who your dad is because your dad's the reason he wouldn't come on our show for about 6 months.
We're about to speak to him. I don't think that's true, but now, Ed, what have you got there? Yep.
No, I would like to say hello to the Prime Minister, if I might.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning. Good morning. And good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
Great. Thanks for writing to me.
Thanks for writing back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
I know who your dad is. Watch your dad on telly for a long time. He's a funny guy.
He is. Tess, can you tell us what you wrote to the Prime Minister about?
Just give us the first sentence, Tess. Can you read it out?
My name is Tess. I'm 8 years old. I'm writing to you today because I think you should accept more refugees from Afghanistan.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
that so was heavy. It's big stuff.
It was big stuff.
Right.
Ooh. Is he, what was that? Sorry, Mr.
She's
Prime
right.
Minister?
She's absolutely right. I mean, we got, I mean, in those terrible days, particularly when we had the evacuation from Kabul, we evacuated about 4,100 people out of there. Many of those were young children, particularly young girls, about you know, Tess's age. And what was happening there is horrific. So we're going to be taking in thousands and thousands of refugees from Afghanistan. I haven't put any cap on it. We're going to take at least, we believe, 3,000 this year alone. And we'll keep taking them. We've already taken many out of Afghanistan over many years. And those 4,100 that we evacuated, those people who came out and were coming to Australia, they're already here now. And they've already started their lives here in Australia. So, Tess, you're absolutely right, and we're going to keep doing it. So I really thank you for raising it with us. I mean, Australian soldiers were over there in Afghanistan for 20 years, and mm-hmm. we lost 41 of them. They went there to help people of Afghanistan, and you're helping them too. So thank you very much, Tess.
Aww, you happy to hear beautiful. That, Tess?
Yes.
Yes, she's happy to hear that.
It's amazing.
And I loved your note back, PM, because it spoke a lot about people having different opinions. And Tess, you know that even at your age, everyone has different opinions, but you can still respect each other. And to be honest, you and the Prime Minister have the same opinion on this.
We do.
But you can respectfully, can't you, debate issues, talk to each other, reach out. It's all about that respectful communication.
Yeah. And when I get letters, the letters I get from kids all around the country, they're so much like the letter I get from Tess. They're always, you know, raising a very important issue, and they always do it in such a respectful way and a very sincere way. And so, mate, you must be doing something right there, Husey.
Well, look, if we're going to be honest, Mr. Prime Minister, my wife is, she's the power behind our household. You would say that as well, wouldn't you, Tess?
Similar thing from Jen in ours as well. That's true. Can't claim any credit there. Bystander.
Yeah. And so do you think your sister Sadie will be happy with that answer as well, Tess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So because Sadie and Tess are a real gang in our family, Mr. Prime Minister. So as my two daughters who are, they're very politically aware and they're very on their father to do the right thing. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think most kids are like that. Mine are a bit the same.
Are your girls like that, Prime Minister? They talk to you, they see the images of Afghanistan on the news and talk to you about similar things?
Well, they raise things from time to time. I mean, they're pretty private girls, my girls. And they like, you know, we like to protect them in that way as well. But, you know, they're just like any other kids. They talk about things with their friends. But this issue, you know, the whole point about Afghanistan, and it's so heartbreaking because it's girls just like Tess. They are the ones who suffer most in a country like that. And it's just wonderful that, you know, she's reached out to them in that way. And I have no doubt perhaps, Husey, through, you know, the community where you live in there, I'm sure no doubt you've come across people who've come out from Afghanistan. And I'm sure Tess, if she got the chance, would love to meet some girls her age who've had that experience.
Good idea.
They'd love to have her friendship, I'm sure, and her encouragement.
Tess goes to a public school. So, yes, there's lots of different people at the school. So,
can I have one last quick question?
Yes, absolutely.
How many letters from Tess would it take, Prime Minister, for you to respond to one of Husey's tweets? It's all he wants. It's all he wants in life. It's all he wants.
That'd take a while.
Come on. Aaron Mullen gets mentioned every second day in Parliament.
Aaron's a champion. Aaron's law. And look, while I'm on Aaron's law, you might want to know, Aaron, that this week we also announced our new privacy legislation for online, and that's about protecting kids online. This is the enhancing online privacy, and what this does is it makes those platforms, they need to comply with strict new privacy requirements, which include protections for children on social media. So under the code, social media platforms, they'll have to take the steps to verify their user's age and give consideration to the best interests of the child when handling children's data. We all know how social media companies use data and then they target them and they bombard them.
So
we want to protect kids. I'm off to the G20 tonight before going to Glasgow, and one of the issues I'm going to be raising, Erin, is these platforms got to be treated like publishers, and we can't have anonymous trolls online. If you want to go and say something online, well, you've got to say who you are.
Put your face to it. Exactly. Your name to it. And PM, we are leading the world on
we
this.
Are.
We are leading the world. And thanks to you and your team. So thank
We're
you so
it.
Much. Well done.
And, all right. And good
thank
on you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye, Tess.
Oh, thank you.
Good on you, Tess.
There we go.
Good on you, Tess.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Good on you. Can I let you know one last thing? Some flash news. 75% of Australians aged over 16 today are double dose vaccinated. In Victoria, that's over 77% now. So thank you to particularly everybody in Victoria, what you've been doing. It's great to see you opening up. Next Monday, Australians can travel overseas. And that's all happening from then, and people will be able to come back and not have to quarantine in Victoria as they can in New South Wales. So, guys, I really appreciate the time this morning and look forward to chatting again.
Excellent.
Good on you, buddy.
Absolutely. Prime Minister, everybody.
Thanks, Prime Minister.
Izzy, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Guys, brand new kids' book, Bella the Brave, is out now, available in all good bookstores, and the creator, friend of the show, Rebel Wilson joins us.
Yes. Hello, Rebel.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
No, we're super pumped up to talk to you, as always, Rebel. You are the best, no doubt about it. And this kid's book is a wonderful for what ages are we talking, Rebel?
I feel like 3 to 10. Like the younger kids, it's like for the parents to read to them. And then when they're getting a bit older, like, you know, 8, then they can hopefully read it themselves.
Hey, Rebel, I've got a 3.5-year-old and we've read this every night since I got it, which was maybe 3 nights ago. And if you could potentially next time you write a book, just put the names of every child in the class underneath, because Eliza's making me go through and tell her the name of every child and I have to make up a different name each time. And it's actually quite exhausting. So just for your next one, we love it. It's such a good book.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Oh, that's so cool. And God, you've read it multiple nights in a row. That's awesome.
Yeah. Kids love repetition, don't they? They love it more than anything. They want to watch the same thing. Rebel, in our house, we've watched Pitch Perfect, I reckon, 5 million times. I mean,
you know who else is like that? Brad Pitt. He always was like telling me, he just would watch Pitch Perfect with his kids like over and over and over again.
That's one of the best name drops. That is just for you to think, Rebel, that you, all those years ago, when you started in the theatre with Ed Cavalli, that she would be dropping Brad Pitt's name like that with him watching her movies millions of times. Ed, I mean, come on.
Well, actually, can I just jump in here, Rebel? What speaking of millions, Jack, just play this audio quickly.
It's called The Rebel Theatre.
This company has been such an important part of my journey. So this is my gift to the Australian young people, to future generations. That's why I'm on board. I'm matching $1 million.
That's incredible, Ed. Rebel's donated $1 million. What have you done for that institute where you and Rebel both started out?
Now, can we give Rebel the credit she deserves here? Rebel, you're talking about the Australian Theatre for Young People down in Walsh Bay and, you know, right here in Sydney that, you started out there and now you are donating and matching the money to build them a state-of-the-art theatre. That is just an unbelievably incredible gesture. So, firstly, well done to you. That's fantastic.
Thanks. And it's so cool that they're building this new theatre and then all these talented young Australians have got to, you know, show off their skills in the space. And, like, it's, I don't know, and I do really, you know, get very sentimental about the Australian Theatre for Young People because they gave me my start and kind of encouraged me to be a unique and individual. And so, so it's like kind of my pleasure to give back to them when I've been so fortunate.
See? And your book, Bella the Brave, is about that, is about finding your individuality and having that confidence.
Yeah, the storyline is kind of, finding like your self-confidence and self-esteem through the creative arts, which there's been so many studies actually that say, you know, the creative arts, you kind of, help kids express themselves and find their voice, which is really important.
Yeah, Rebel is a giver, Ed, and you probably should.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's giving what to who. But that's not what this is about,
what
mate.
You could do, Ed, is you could fund a statue of Rebel Wilson to be placed out the front. How about that, Rebel?
Oh, my God. Yeah, if it's made out of donuts or something. Yeah.
Hey, Rebel. I'm freshly single, right? So my partner and I separated a couple of months ago. I don't even know which way to like swipe on the dating apps and stuff. And I haven't been single for many, many years. Can you give me any advice about navigating this new world?
Oh my gosh. I am technically single right now. Although I was doing a thing called Hot Girl Summer. It was kind of started in the rap game. It's kind of like where you just kind of was a bit slutty and dated around. Now I'm coming to Australia, you know, for Christmas, so hopefully, like, Hot Girl Summer can continue.
Rebel, this is sar desperate, but can we go out? Would you be my friend?
Yeah, totally. You know, some high-profile Australian, I won't say who it is, footballer, just invited me out, and I was like, I should bring you as my wing woman.
Well, hello, I can teach you terminology and stuff. Which code, AFL, league or union, or soccer?
Rugby league.
Yes! Wow. This is my world, girlfriend. Yeah. I'm there. I won't even tell a soul, I promise.
No. Rebel, and this is true, that Hollywood has been sliding into Erin's DMs on Instagram. Should you know actors more than you
well,
know
just one,
all of
Rebel,
us?
Just one, but I'll tell you. I'll privately message you.
Rebel, should she trust actors? What are they like in the dating scene? What are Hollywood actors like in the dating scene?
I actually wouldn't date an actor.
That's a great call. That is a great call.
And then I'm like, obviously I'm an actor, but I don't think I'm a typical actor because, like, you know, I have a law degree and I'm not totally self-absorbed. But you got to watch. They can be a bit selfish, a bit self-involved, I think.
Just a bit. Well, that's great. You two going out, getting it done. Bella the Brave is the brand new book from Rebel Wilson. We look forward to seeing you when you're back, and we'll go and do it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week down there. Yeah, can't wait to go back.
See you, darling.
Good on you, legend.
Bye.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
We were just joined by the Prime Minister of this country and Hughesy's daughter, Tess.
Yeah, so she wrote a letter to the Prime Minister and he responded with it and he signed it personally and we're like, oh my God, that is cool when the Prime Minister actually takes time out of his day to respond to an 8-year-old's letter. And it was, and I'm going to reiterate, she didn't put her last name on the letter. So he didn't know that, you know, this would get him credit on a radio show, basically.
No, he had no idea who she was, and he responded. It was very nice. So the question we've asked you on 131060 is, have you written to someone famous and did they get back to you? Now, straight away, on Instagram, our poll is that 87% of people said nah. So we're very lucky that we've got some folks who have had some unbelievable responses.
We're going to start with a nah, though, possibly. Fatima from Bankstown? Yes. Who did you write to?
Hey, guys. I wrote to the then Prime Minister in 96. John Howland.
Yeah, and what did Johnny send you back?
Nothing.
Oh, donuts.
my teacher wouldn't let me send the letter. She didn't agree with the content.
Was it abusive?
Look, I was trying to convince him that we need to change the national anthem to Waltzing Matilda because it's got a billy can or something. I can't remember exactly.
So it wasn't abusive.
It was a 96 issue.
Oh, how the world has changed.
That's great, Fatima.
Well, it wasn't abusive, but I'd say the part of my daughter's letter, there was nothing abusive in the letter. So she didn't swear.
No, it was beautifully written.
Yeah.
And her thoughts were smart, wise, beyond 2 years.
And the PM said, I agree with you, Tess. He agreed with what she was asking for.
Absolutely. And let's hope it makes her sister happy.
Oh, my goodness.
She's the bolshy one in the family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Joanne, who did you write to?
I wrote to a ska band called Less Than Jake.
Oh, I love Less Than Jake. Let's have a bit. Say you need me one more time. Sort of 90s, smash mouthy kind of vibe.
Are they US?
You're German,
they
I believe.
Are they the US?
US from Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida, yes. All right. It turned into sort of hardcore sort of area. And what did they write back?
I wrote basically saying thank you for everything and, you know, love you guys, blah, blah, blah. And they wrote back saying thank you so much. It means the world to them as well.
Less Than Jake. You'd think that Less Than Jake were too busy, but they're not.
Well, at the time, they probably were busy, mate. So I know what you're implying, that they had nothing else to do.
They were getting ready for the band's world tour. Well, they didn't have time to
kick back. Mate, they've touched people on the other side of the world, like Joanne, you know. Not physically. They didn't touch you. Ever touch you physically, I imagine, Joanne.
No, that's not part of the story.
No, they didn't.
No, thank you so much, Joanne.
Good to know, yeah.
Now, Marisa, this is it. Time to go to the top of the tree. Marisa from Belrose. Paint us a picture, Marisa. You're 21 years old and where were you?
21, looking, you know, great.
Yeah, where were you? Where were you?
Jackson's on George.
Here we go.
Girlfriend.
There's never been a story that started with, I was at Jackson's on George, it didn't end well. Real talk.
What happened?
And And George Michael, believe it or not, was dancing on the dance floor. I kid you not. It was
the
about,
one and only.
I was 21, so it would have been about 1990, something like
sure?
that. So I'm showing my age.
Same vintage, me and you. Anyway, yep. So, and he was the hottest, one of the hottest stars in the world then.
Oh, 100%. My God. I yes. know he didn't go my way, but, you know, I could have turned him. I think
yeah,
most exactly. would have thought
worth
that.
It, worth yeah. a try.
And, yeah, I went, I just thought, I'm going. And I nearly made it before about five bodyguards started dancing with me. So I danced with George Michael's bodyguards.
Yeah, and then, right. and then what?
Well, afterwards, I mean, that's, you know, that was that. I told that story every time I got drunk, you know.
Of course, yes.
And then I wrote him a letter saying I had such a good time dancing. I didn't quite make it to you, but I felt as if, you know, I was close enough. Mm. And he wrote me back saying, you know, my lovely, I'm glad you had a good time and love Sydney. And yeah. Oh,
that's wow. heartwarming.
You know what I'm saying?
That is what a beautiful man.
Isn't that beautiful?
Sweet guy.
What's the message?
The message is get your security guards to back off.
Exactly. It's just the end, Aaron.